What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
That music means it's time for Donnie's segment. Craig has a gigantic house next to an NFL player, but at least our guy Donnie has a segment named after him for his big football takes, brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread Company, over 100 years of baking experience. Donnie off the air just thinks that Hainsey and Phil Maines
is living
Pat's
below means.
Money guy.
Well, Chris just
living,
said that. Yeah,
you
I
agreed
it.
With it.
Yeah. I also brought up that that's probably Hainsey's parents' house, not Robert Hainsey himself.
I lived, the late Craig Justin Strelzik lived two streets or three streets up from where I lived growing up. He used to dump out a huge garbage can full of candy to us at the end of the night on Halloween.
But Craig said that he lives near Robert Hainsey, so...
Donnie, he would tell us to empty our pillowcases and then say, come back over when you're done emptying the pillowcases. Then Strelzik would pick up probably 50 pounds of candy and equally distribute it to like five kids.
Donnie, I think he would have said I live close to his parents. He didn't say that. He said he lives close to...
Maybe Craig's...
That sounds cooler if you say Robert Hainsey.
You absolutely live... There is a person worth $1 million in your neighborhood, Pony. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. You also live in a neighborhood with like 300 houses.
Yeah, Pony's talking... He was talking last segment like he lived in a shack.
Oh, I know. He's just...
I did not.
He's once again...
Oh, Craig's living in this million-dollar neighborhood.
Yes,
I'm with blue-collar folks.
I'm jealous of Craig.
He's just once again trying to affect this blue-collar sensibility.
What do you mean? I was at
him.
The Washington County Fair right in the mix with it yesterday.
You were like the
with
only person with a dress shirt on.
What do you mean?
You had a blue dress shirt on.
Okay. Well, you can't dress up for these things?
You were the only person there. The only thing blue collar about you was the color of the shirt.
It was, yes, exactly blue collar, because I wanted to fit in, and it worked.
You're trying too hard. You stuck out like a sore thumb.
Should have put some cowboy boots on.
I do own a pair.
Nice pair?
Yeah, I think. They're like $400.
Oh, Mr. Blue Collar just throwing down 400 bills.
I'll bring him in.
Man alive.
All right, Donnie, what do you got today?
I'll find out he owns like a $100,000 tractor one of these days that he bought cash.
The debrief, August 13, 2025. I feel like this is a leaf turning to the side of Malzy, what I'm about to say.
Okay.
And I don't know where Pony comes down on this topic too, but I
a
certainly
leaf
know.
Leaf turning to the side of Malzy.
I have zero interest in Hard Knocks.
So you think
absolutely
you're turning
zero.
Into Chris is what you're
hand.
Saying.
Let me shake your hand.
You're
Come
turning into Malzy.
There you go, brother.
NFL content is just not hitting the way that it used to for you.
I have no interest in it.
I mean, I haven't watched it either, so we're all in the same boat.
I completely forgot last week it was even starting. One of my buddies was like, oh, Hard Knocks tonight. I'm like, man, normally I'm the guy that...
Too sanitized.
Well, that's what
they
I mean.
They ruined it.
Yeah, they did.
They gave teams the old, final
the,
cut.
Yes, the old seasons were great, like when it first came around. That Ravens season in 2001, great television.
Okay, I'm going to give you guys another take off of that, actually, which is it's just another symptom of the NFL, and this is absolutely happening with like the way local media especially covers it.
Yeah.
It's now such insanely big business that you see a lot of stuff either comes from a national reporter who's tied into a network that now, if it's ESPN, has a vested in, you know, 10% of it's owned by the NFL, or it's coming essentially from an internal team reporter. You're not getting a lot of people breaking real stories locally because the teams themselves and the league broadly, I think, are trying to make that impossible to just control the narrative about the league because it makes so much money down to the nth degree. And I think that's bad for the consumer, to whatever end you actually care about finding out about things as they are.
That's why, I know that this is not for everyone, they should just let the Cowboys do it every year. Because I think Jones actually is like, yeah, I don't care. Let everything air. Yeah, whatever you think,
the drama.
Whatever you think is the most entertaining thing or the best thing, make sure that's in there. Because that's what he cares about. And Denzel, did you see Denzel Washington murdered him for that?
Yesterday on Stephen A's show?
He said he's box office. He's not Oscars. He ain't been to the Oscars in a long time, this guy.
So what would be what would be training day for Jerry Jones? What's he going to have to do?
Well, I think he meant like getting to the Super Bowl was the Oscars there.
So what's he going to have to do to get to a Super Bowl? I mean, Denzel had to go and play a bad guy in training day to get best actor.
I think he basically said, like, step down and stop running the team anymore, you old crank.
How about Jerry just like randomly, how many years later was it? Revealing 15 years after the fact that he beat stage 4 melanoma.
And had like an unbelievable trial drug that got him through it. Yeah.
Now, is that a trial drug if you're willing to take the drug that you get for free? Or is it, hey, Jerry, you're worth like $10
billion? I don't know enough about that stuff.
Stage 4 melanoma, I don't think I need to tell anybody listening, no joke, and usually doesn't end up going that way.
Yeah, the higher the number on the stage, the worse it is, right?
And melanoma itself is just a very tough one if it's that late.
Yeah.
God, he must have had a hell of a drug. He, you know what? You talk about like Steelers' stupid rules. I was thinking about this with Florio, guys, when he said like, hey, you know, the Steelers, it comes off as them trying to be like very prideful and kind of like puff their chests. Jerry's inexplicable like rationale on doing the Dak deal, the Lamb deal, and eventually this Parsons deal are going to end up costing him a ton of money. Like in the long, like mm-hmm. in terms of like what he could have gotten them for and how
he decided
to do
them. Yeah, but he's
going to
say he bought himself like publicity. All kinds of publicity and it was worth it.
But that's like the biggest indictment of all is that he's completely backwards priorities-wise. He really is. So, I mean, Denzel's right at the end of the day.
Did you guys hear about the Max Herrlemann story? You know, everybody's favorite down-the-line guy from the preseason game Saturday.
Had a field day calling out Max Herrlemann for making plays.
Herrlemann. Here's a guy trying to make a name for himself.
Did they contact Wahlberg already?
To play him in a movie?
Yeah.
Well, he said he looks like Tom Cruise.
They contacted Herrlemann. Cruise yet? I mean,
you had all the right moves. Tom Cruise was in a football movie.
There's actually not enough danger simulating being a football player for Cruise. He's got to be like, can Herrlemann at least like hang from a plane that's flying at 10,000 feet?
According to Kabali, the reason why Max Herrlemann is a Steeler is because Ross Tucker recommended him to the Steelers.
Really?
Yes.
Why would Ross Tucker feel that strongly about Max Herrlemann to make that reco?
There's some kind of Tucker-Herrlemann connection. I don't know if Herrlemann's from Harrisburg.
So, yeah, Tucker's from Wyomissing.
And he played at Notre Dame, and where else was he?
Herrlemann?
Yes.
He didn't even have a Wikipedia page.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I don't even know. Holy Cross, maybe? Does that sound right?
No,
was at Holy
I don't
Cross?
Think so. But either way, he recommended...
Colgate. He went to Colgate. He went to Colgate.
So I think it's possible that maybe Tucker called some of his games at Colgate because he was doing FCS games for CBS Sports.
Herleman went to Wyomissing area.
Okay.
That's Tucker's high school. Boom. So Tucker just kind of called in a recommendation slash favor. They've accepted this recommendation, and the kid's at least, to his credit,
because
doing pretty well for himself in the preseason.
I think all the Tucker reference did was get him to that rookie tryout. It wasn't even any kind of spot on the team.
Mm-hmm.
He's like the one guy that came out of the rookie camp where there's an undrafted guy who they didn't even sign as an undrafted player right after the draft who just like... gets hoarded in because they want bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And he separated himself there and got the invite to
He's probably going
to
make at least the practice camp. Squad with the expanded practice squad.
I kind of feel that
Seems
way.
Seems like he's... Mm-hmm.
Don't you, Don?
So Cazorla,
yeah, I think he's like a practice squad darling.
Yeah, like Alex Cazorla, again, second time we've mentioned him, but he also does very detailed like roster projections.
He's a big special teams guy.
Correct, and he just obviously goes down and piece by piece, and then he comes up with a projected practice squad, and I know the last time I looked at that, he had Hertleman on it. I mean, that like I actually have a lot of respect and enjoy a story like that of a guy essentially getting, like, not a favor called in or a break, but, like, taking a lucky break that Ross Tucker is, like, willing to put your name out there.
And, what a flex and vouch, for Tucker.
Right, and vouch for you. I always respect it when people get those little, like, nibbles at the cheese and, like, actually...
You
take
know,
advantage of
you know, I tried to do that with the kid from South Fayette who broke all the passing records at Syracuse. Remember the kid there? What was his name? Brumbaugh?
Christian Brumbaugh.
No, yeah. Brett.
Brett
Brumbaugh.
Yeah.
Wait, didn't one of them
that
end up at Duquesne?
That was around 2013. That was him.
I contacted...
He lived in my neighborhood for like 3 years.
I contacted one of my guys up there and I'm like, look, we suck. There's a dude down here who's obliterating passing records who's got no... FBS offers. At least, like, look at the guy.
And you got crickets.
I got, we know about him, we just don't think he fits, is what the response I got was.
That's a famous line. We don't think he fits.
In what way? Like,
I think he was more good? I think he was more of just a classic pocket quarterback, one of those deals.
I mean, I would just think, you know what, nowadays, if that had happened, I feel like you'd have had a much better chance of, like, a team being open-minded to that, maybe not Syracuse, because, like, the FCS transfer portal, like, guys are coming up from FCS and making impacts all over the place. It's, like, a very much a food chain now. Pitt's, like, a medium-sized fish on that food chain, so they're going to get, you know, they get rated every year. There's, like, 10 schools in the country that don't.
All right. Donnie, thank you.
Thanks, Don.
Donnie, by the way, wearing his McAfee shirt today. Is that
for the brand?
Was that from the golf tournament this weekend?
No. Phil gave this to me at the softball game.
What the frig, man? I'm on the outs with the McAfee people. And I blame you for that, Chris.
You blame me?
Yes. I'm guilty
really
by because, association.
Really?
Somehow Donnie is not.
Really? Because Phil texts me once in a while during shows to just like reference something that we just said. So it sounds like I'm not even on the outs. So somehow you're on the outs with them because of me, and I'm not even on
the outs. This is
going to
be the second time today I beg for free stuff.
Yeah, what the hell,
I'm wearing
man?
A Pitt shirt because in 15 years here, this
cologne,
is the only
Don.
Pitt shirt I've ever gotten from them.
Desperation, a very stinky cologne for our
and
boy.
And Donnie's getting, by the way, here's all kinds of McAfee stuff. You're welcome.
How do you feel about it all? Depressed?
No, it's just, you know, it's like a chip on your shoulder. It's motivating for me.
Really?
Yeah.
You do have at least the well-hung
like,
vineyards.
It's like,
head.
All right, I told you my grandmother got me this. It's like, all right, I know where I like, I know where I truly stand now. I know where I am on the pecking order.
Oh, yeah, Donnie. He's down there in the gutter with the rest of the riffraff here at the station.
It's like when the players voted Mahomes like the sixth or seventh best guy in the NFL.
You're
going to
carry
that
chip on your shoulder, and you are just going to do the best segments. Content will be king like you've never seen.
Is that how
before.
You feel about me?
He's going to come out to, like, how you like me now one of these days, have an entrance. Look at him over there. That's the only piece of – that's not the only piece of pit gear. When we coached for the team, they gave us, like, a pullover. They gave us multiple items.
Oh, that doesn't count.
It was the nice stuff. It was the on-the-field gear. What the hell are you
talking
about?
They didn't have a choice.
They still gave it to you for free.
It wasn't because it was me.
Oh, so now it has to be the intent behind it.
Yes.
Let you give a damn speech in the locker room where you talked about vomiting three times that day before getting in there.
Because I did. I was nervous.
You were wearing a headset and literally wouldn't acknowledge me because you actually thought you were a real coach. It was an embarrassing display.
No, it wasn't. It was not.
An embarrassing display.
The point is, he's bitching and moaning that he's only gotten this one item from Pitt. He's gotten like six.
Elijah Cansey came up and thanked me after that game.
For a good laugh?
No, for my dedication.
Hey, yeah. Coach,
who was it that tried to kick the field goal at that game? Was that you?
Yeah, that was before I started working out, though. I wasn't very flexible.
I tried to do it, too, but that was on a freshly torn meniscus. And Pitt did something very nice for me. Their head trainer brought me in and said, like, put me on the training table, did the knee test. He goes, oh, yeah, you tore your meniscus,
but also,
man. You better get that looked at.
But it also wasn't a K-ball.
Well, they don't have those in college.
Yeah, so it was just really hard.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.